Thanks for being with us today. We know that all of you are ready to tackle this lesson. It's a bit difficult, but we have some good helpers here. Today, this is your teacher, Doris Brohm, and
Simon.
Simon, you're in our business department, and we're glad that you can be with us today, Simon.
Yeah, it's great to be here. This is, of course, an article about media stuff and the media business, and I think that's a very exciting and interesting topic, so I'm glad to be here discussing it with you.
Thank you for coming. And we have our newer teacher who hasn't been with us too long, Albert Ho. How are you, Albert?
I'm good. Hello. I'm happy to be here and excited to talk about the movie industry.
Well, Albert, you're also on the radio and different programs and so forth, so you like the media industry, don't you?
I do.
And so I'm glad that you've joined the studio class from media.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dance class with us. This article is about entertainment. I don't know if you'll find it entertaining because there's a lot of hard words in it, but let's make it entertaining, Simon. Do you think so?
I think it's already pretty interesting, but we'll do what we can. Yeah.
Okay. So open your magazines, if you have them, to page 32, or if you're just listening in, then be sure and stay tuned as we read about this article. What is the title of the article?
Well, it's called China's Burgeoning Movie Industry, and that word burgeoning is a tough one, but it's one we've discussed, I guess, fairly recently and advanced. It basically means new and rapidly growing, or newly rapidly growing.
Growing so the rapidly, idea, right? Very quickly, right?
That's right. China's movie industry, it's had a movie industry for a long time, but it's really booming right now and growing very quickly, and that's basically what we're talking about.
Well, there's a lot of things in China that seem to be growing these days, and this is just one of them. But it's an interesting thing to look at because people in Asia enjoy movies a lot. They do in the West, too. But it seems to me that in China, everybody seems to like to go to the movies. Isn't that true all over Asia?
Yes. I mean, on weekends, if you were to stop by any movie theater, it's always packed.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a lot of people waiting to get in. It's just a fun and wholesome way to spend a weekend.
So we're not just talking about going to the movies, but we're talking about national kind of movies, China's own movie industry. And it says, watch out, Hollywood, because the Chinese entertainment and tech X, which is, what is another word for saying that?
Technology executives.
Wow. Tech X, they grow more confident. So better watch out, Hollywood. Do you think Hollywood's getting worried about the China market?
Well, I don't know, but they're definitely thinking about it. I mean, I watch a lot of movies every year, probably about 100.
Wow.
And, wow, that's a lot of movies.
I'm a movie lover.
Oh, boy, okay.
And one of the things that has been very clear over the last few years is that even Western movies are very sensitive to including scenes about China or characters who are Chinese in their movies. And so it's definitely something that people in the entire global movie industry are thinking about.
Well, you think about how many people live in China. If they go to the movies, that's a big audience. So in order to capture them, naturally, it's good to use some people from there. That's only smart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But those are sometimes Western movies using them. But now we're going to find that China's own movie industry is growing. That's what we'll talk about today on page 32. So let's get started by reading the very first paragraph. And if you want to work on your pronunciation and remember it better, while we are reading, just read out loud with us wherever you are.
China's burgeoning movie industry. Watch out, Hollywood. Chinese entertainment and tech execs grow more confident. Three U.S. films, Furious 7, Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Jurassic World, had sold almost 750 million in tickets in Chinese theaters as of late spring 2015. Even a year ago, that kind of box office performance from Hollywood movies would have prompted a bout of hand-wringing among Chinese movie executives, anxious about how foreign titles were leaving little space for homegrown films. But at the Shanghai International Film Festival, there was a noticeable air of self-assurance among Chinese entertainment chiefs and the senior honchos of internet companies like Alibaba, that are rapidly piling into the movie, TV, and streaming business. The buoyant mood seems attributable to several factors, including surging box office receipts for not just foreign but also domestic films. That is coupled with sky-high stock valuations as Chinese equity markets have soared in recent months despite a slowdown in the overall economy.
These three films, or these U.S. films, since Simon said that he goes to movies a lot, I wonder if you've seen them. What do you think?
I have seen all three, and...
Do you think Simon has?
I have.
Would not
have.
Doubt
have
it.
You,
I'll give you the answer. No reason, yeah.
Oh my goodness, which one did you like the best?
Personally, Jurassic World.
Because that would be kind of interesting. I didn't see that one, but it sounds good. What about you? Which one did you like?
I liked Furious 7.
Which, of course, you would like that one.
Yeah.
What did you like about that?
Well, it was sort of one of the last movies that movie star Paul Walker had been
right.
in before
mm-hmm.
he died tragically in that car accident. And so they sort of used his younger brother and a bunch of CGI to finish his role in the movie. And so,
really?
Oh, wow.
And it was very well done.
Hmm.
And so,
really, that is
That was my favorite of the three.
So it's a good thing you came to class today because you know all of this, you know.
We'll try.
Those were some of the ones that they made $750 million.
That is correct.
In tickets in Chinese theaters. So the Chinese people in all over China loved them too, I guess. But you know what said even a year ago, that kind of box office information from Hollywood movies would have prompted a bout of hand-wringing. What is a bout of, not a bout, but a bout of hand-wringing?
Well, a bout of something basically means a period of something or a time spent doing something. And what they're doing during this bout is hand-wringing, which means they're kind of holding their two hands together and very nervously squeezing their hands, almost like they're washing
their hands, aren't they?
But without soap. You
what
know?
Are we going to do? All the Americans
yeah, yeah.
are
what
getting
are
all the
do?
Money in the movie. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And so a year ago, it would have caused, I guess we could say, a lot of concern or a lot of worry among Chinese movie executives.
Right, because, you know, foreign titles, all these movies, well, how can we have our own homegrown? Now, that's an interesting word because we think of vegetables and fruit and things homegrown, but now we're saying things that have been made there. So we could say homemade movies made in our own home, but they say homegrown, so they mean made in China movies, homegrown films. How can we capture this market too? And I don't blame them for thinking that. That's pretty, you know, logical, isn't it, to think that way?
Yeah, and I guess more than that, China for a long time has had a reputation as a very closed market in terms of movies. They only allowed a certain number of foreign movies in every year. And so I guess Chinese movie makers were sort of protected from some of the real competition of developing things like CGI and different movie making techniques. Maybe they weren't required to produce movies at such a high standard,
but now that's changing. It's changing
yeah.
a lot, right? And the Shanghai International Film Festival was a very important time because there was a different kind of a feeling. There was an air of self-assurance. There was a feeling that now we're going to do something. So the Chinese entertainment chiefs and the senior bosses, the honchos, that uses a Spanish word, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sort of means boss in Spanish.
The senior bosses of the internet companies like Alibaba, which is really growing rapidly, what are they doing right now?
They're rapidly piling into the movie, TV, and streaming business, which I feel like is a really good thing. You have different writers and creators giving a different perspective. They're able to tell different stories from another part of the world.
Right, so they were there, they were saying, Lee, we're going to really get in here and do the TV, we're going to stream our things so that people can watch them on Alibaba and these other places. They're getting into it. And that Shanghai International Film Festival, it was a very different feeling.
That's right, and especially that term, like Albert mentioned, rapidly piling into. The idea here is that people are kind of jumping onto something, like they're forming a pile. Imagine athletes jumping onto a ball on a a football field or something and all piling up.
Right.
That's right. So when you're piling into something, we often use this term when we're talking about a lot of people getting into a car or getting onto a train. They're all kind of rushing through the door at the same time. And basically what it means is people are rushing into this industry. People want to be part of the industry.
So that was a very exciting time. And it says here in line 16 that the buoyant mood, the upbeat, this is exciting. This is not a sad type. They're not wringing their hands anymore in despair. They're saying, let's go for it. So this could be attributable, which is a very big word. It's kind of hard to say. Can you say that?
Attributable.
Attributable. Wow.
It's, well done.
You don't say it all the time. Attributable.
I'm not going to try to say it, okay. If that's okay with
well,
everybody.
We could say it is because of the several things. Mm-hmm. This mood is high because we attribute it to, or we say that is why, several things. What's number one?
Well, it gives us several factors there. The first one is surging box office receipts. And surging kind of reminds us of waves on the ocean kind of coming in very powerfully and very quickly. And that's exactly what's happening here. Box office receipts means money being spent at movie theaters. When you buy the ticket, you buy it at a place called the box office.
So what they mean then is more and more people are spending money on movies for foreign and domestic films.
That's
so
right.
That's good news. What's number two?
They have sky-high stock valuations. The stock market is doing well, and people are buying stocks and investing in these companies.
Now, that's kind of a little bit more complicated. The sky-high means very high. Stock valuations mean Chinese stocks are really going up. I know they've come down, but they go up and down. And they're still pretty high compared to a lot of places, even though they went up and went down, both. But the Chinese equity markets, what is an equity market? Can you tell me?
Yeah, an equity market is basically a stock market where you're buying an asset that gives you ownership of something that has value, I guess. It's not a very clear definition. It basically means you're buying stocks or bonds or things that are of value on a market.
So people will say, I want to buy some stock in Alibaba or the film companies. That's the equity market. Those have soared. That means gone up high, like flying like a kite. They've soared in the sky in recent months, even though the whole overall economy went down. These things still went up. So that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess even if these prices have come down or they do go down, I guess the point is that this is a bright spot in the Chinese economy. And so it's an area where people are expecting a lot of growth in the future.
So then this whole long first section of our thing tells us that originally the Chinese people that made movies were wondering what to do. They were worried. But now that's changed, and now they're feeling more hopeful. Isn't that right?
That's right. I wondered if we could talk about buoyant a little bit. We have to go back a little bit to line 16 there to do that. But that word buoyant, we've defined it here as being happy and confident, which is true when you use it this way. But I thought maybe our listeners would be interested in knowing why we use it that way. When we talk about people feeling sad or getting sadder, sometimes we say they have a sinking feeling, which means they're going down
sinking
in the water.
Down, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so usually this word buoyant means it floats or it stays on top of the water. And so
you sound like a scuba diver because they have to have buoyancy to keep them up.
Buoyancy is important.
They have a vest that they put on and you need to get up higher buoyancy.
That's right. So the reason we use this word that means float to mean, you know, positive feelings is because it's the opposite of sinking.
Keeps
and
you
we
up.
Use that term sinking right. When we talk about getting sadder.
Don't forget your buoyancy vest when you go scuba diving, right?
I won't do it.
Have you ever
I'll
been
remember.
Scuba diving?
I have yet to go scuba diving.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, you need a buoyancy vest. Keep you up in the air so you don't go down. Okay. Well, anyway, those words can be used in a lot of ways. A buoyant mood means a very upbeat mood, doesn't it?
That's right. It does.
Okay, so let's catch up with Hollywood and see what's going on there and why they feel that way. So let's read the second column on page 32. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Catching up with Hollywood. China's overall box office take was up more than 40% year over year in the first quarter, and has continued apace since. And domestic productions are sharing in the bonanza. It won't take long for us to catch up with Hollywood because we can hire Hollywood people and borrow their system. Wang Chen-tian, chairman of the film production company Beijing Enlight Media, said during one panel discussion. He said his company planned a slate of 20 films for next year, up from 13 this year. Wang Hong, chairman of Hendal Film and TV Production Company, which has a massive studio lot and a cinema line, said China can create universal stories and reach out to audiences around the world. Few spoke of wanting to do co-productions or partnerships with U.S. studios. Instead, the focus was largely on the domestic Chinese market and how to leverage internet technology for crowdfunding, marketing, ticket sales, and streaming.
So they're trying to catch up with Hollywood. Boy, Hollywood better look out. What does it tell us about that?
Well, it's interesting because people have always sort of associated Hollywood with big movie industry stuff. But over the years, other places have also sort of developed a lot of movie stuff. I know we've had articles in the last little while about Bollywood, which of course refers to movies made in India.
Well, they're trying to catch up too.
I don't know what we call movies made in China, but I assume they'll come up with a something wood term eventually.
Chinese movies, okay.
Yeah, Chinese movies.
Right. But their overall box office take was more than 40%. The box office take means how much money they took in, right?
Yeah, that's right. And again, box office actually refers to that place where you buy the ticket. It's got the glass window and you kind of lean down and you say, two tickets for this movie or whatever, that is a box office. And so box office receipts or box office take means the amount of money that's been brought in through ticket sales at that box office.
40%? Wow, isn't that good?
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's continued apace, the same pace, keeping up the same rate. It's doing the same thing. It's going on.
That's right. And they're telling us here that it's up 40% year over year, which means compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was true in the first quarter of 2015. And it's continued apace since, which means that sort of increase has continued to go on.
Right. So they're local productions then. They're sharing in. I don't know why they keep using Spanish words here. Mexican, right?
Maybe it's the author.
Right. Well, that is a kind of a common word now, borrowed from the Spanish, I think. What does it mean?
Well, bonanza means like a, I guess the term that jumps to mind is windfall, but that's not a very easy term.
No, that's not easy.
It basically means you've had a big win. And there's been a big prize or a big award. So in this case, you've made
a huge profit. Right.
Yeah.
So we've got two words here. We have honchos, which is the boss, and bonanza, borrowed from Spanish, right?
That's right.
Okay. So it won't be long before they catch up with Hollywood. They have two reasons that this is a very interesting reasons that this is how we're going to catch up. What's the first one?
They're going to hire people from Hollywood.
Wow.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Right. So we can hire people, we can hire experts. Now, a lot of times that's what we do. We want to learn how to do something that another country can do, so we have somebody from that country come over and teach. That's a very common thing.
That's right.
From another industry can do that. They can hire Hollywood people. Now, in the past, many years ago, China didn't have enough money really, and their economy to hire those people, because those people are pretty expensive, actually. But now they're thriving, so they can do it. So they've got enough money to hire Hollywood people. Yep. Isn't that great? What's the second thing they can do?
Well, the second thing they say is they can borrow the system. Hmm. So what they mean there is they'll borrow the way that American studios make movies.
Kind of copy idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, and nothing new. Everybody copies everybody. Anyway, this is the way we learn, actually, to copy other people's things that are successful. At the same time, we often do, you know, add a little thing that's a little different. You copy part of it, but you still put Chinese things into it.
Copying is not a bad thing. It shouldn't not be a negative connotation.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do it, but, you know, so they pay them and they borrow their system. And this Wang Jintian. He's the chairman of the film production company in Beijing. He's at Enlight Media, and we're going to read about those again tomorrow. But Enlight Media, what is he doing?
Well, he's participating in a panel discussion, which means he's at a conference somewhere, and he's part of a group of experts who are basically answering questions from people and discussing different topics. And while he was doing that panel discussion, he explains that his company is planning to produce more films. He says in the next year they have a slate of 20 films. And slate is a term we use to describe like a blackboard, mm-hmm. a small blackboard.
A lineup, right?
And so here it basically means he has a list mm-hmm. of 20 movies they're working on, and that's up from 13 this year.
Right. I think he said that at that Shanghai Film Festival. He was there, and he mentioned that. He said, this is what we're going to do. We've got 20 films. Now that's, wow, one every 2 months?
No, much faster than that.
Every
3 weeks or so, I would say.
Yeah, almost. Wow. That's quite a lineup. That's up from, it means more than 13 that they had this year. So he's gone up 13 more. That's pretty ambitious to say, I'm going to make 13 more movies this year. Do you think that's ambitious?
Yeah, it is ambitious. It's kind of justified when you consider the increase in ticket sales. We mm-hmm. talked about a 40% increase and how that increased ticket selling wasn't just for foreign movies, but also for domestic movies. And so it seems that there is good reason for Chinese companies to make Chinese movies. There are people who are going to watch them.
Maybe your name has to be Wang, because Wang Jintian is the chairman of Enlight Media, but Wang Hong is the chairman, another Wang.
That's right.
King, that means emperor king, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Wang Hong, he's the chairman of Hengdian Film and TV Production Company. What do they do?
They have a massive production company, mm-hmm. which includes a massive studio lot and a cinema line, and they're able to reach people all over the world through the stories they create, universal stories they create.
Wow, so they're planning a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And this is kind of interesting because our first Wang told us that they were basically planning to make movies for the Chinese market. Mm-hmm. And now this second studio is actually talking about exporting movies, sending them to different countries. So not just increasing sales in China and focusing on that domestic market, but also focusing on the international market.
That's pretty interesting. You know, people watching Chinese movies, but they used to watch them with subtitles, but I think now they even have some that they have speaking sometimes parts. They overdub it in English, don't they?
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to read when watching a movie.
Well, I know, but you can. It's kind of fun to look at different languages, different people speaking in other languages. Mm-hmm. But few spoke of wanting to do this co-productions or partnerships with U.S. studios. That's rather interesting, isn't it? Because in the past they would say, well, let's work together with this, you know, certain one in Hollywood. But they don't want to do that now.
No, that's right.
And it says, want to be in control.
It sort of gives an explanation for that. It says instead the focus was largely on the domestic Chinese market.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the idea there is that these technology executives, media executives from Chinese studio companies believe that because they are Chinese in Chinese companies, they're maybe better positioned, better suited to make movies for the domestic
Chinese market.
Well, isn't that
true? Like even when you say jokes and things, when you do a British one, sometimes Americans don't understand the British humor. And sometimes
we
don't understand the Chinese humor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to actually have it be more localized. And this way they can just do the things that will be interesting. What's interesting to the Chinese market may not be interesting to the American market.
Yeah.
So they have a good point there. And so they're going to leverage the internet technology for crowdfunding. That's a very interesting sentence in line 20. What does it mean to leverage the internet technology?
I feel like leverage is to use to your advantage. Sometimes people use a lever and actually aid them in moving objects around.
Mm-hmm. Crowdfunding is kind of an interesting term. It's rather new, actually.
Yeah, basically crowdfunding, the idea is that you propose a project to a group of people, and if they, the group of people, the crowd, is interested in seeing your project happen, then they promise to support it with money.
So they leverage internet technology. They use the internet to let people know that they can be investors in this. So it's using the internet to get people to fund the projects.
That's right.
They used to have to go around and go to people's offices and say, were you interested in my project? Now they can throw it out to a lot of people. Anybody interested in joining us, contact so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use the internet and get more funding. It's pretty interesting.
They're also using the internet here for things that we would think of as being maybe normal internet uses for movies, things like ticket sales and streaming movies, which are things that are very familiar to Western audiences, buying your movie tickets online instead of waiting in line at the box office.
We're going to wait and see some of these movies, and we have another lesson about this tomorrow, so you be sure and be back and advance with us as we take the second part, part two. Will you be here, Simon?
I'll be here.
And Albert?
I will be here.
We'll meet you all again, same time, tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.